is it time to change the property tax system in the state of Florida again? We'll try and tackle that one before the hour's over. And robocalls to try and get rid of little signs on the side of the road. You've seen them, cash for houses, and we'll do three rooms of carpet for $99. You may pay the consequences if you're one of the people sticking in those signs. You also may pay some consequences if you're posting likes certain places around Facebook. Kelly Kolb is an employment attorney with Fowler White Boggs here in town, always online at fowlerwhite.com. Kelly, welcome to AM Tampa Bay.
Good morning.
So we have people posting likes certain places around Facebook and apparently getting them in trouble at work. What's going on?
Well, the sheriff up in Virginia didn't like the fact that his deputies liked his political opponent and managed to fire six of them after he won re-election.
I mean, does he have any grounds for that kind of thing?
Well, I mean, you go back with the general premise that everybody's an at-will employee, and the employer doesn't need any reason. What the deputies tried to assert in this case was that they were being violated for exercising the First Amendment rights of freedom of speech and freedom of association, which is a right that a public sector employee has, but not necessarily a private sector employee.
I would love to see some bold politician come out and get a law passed that says that employers can't play with you because of what you put on social media. That's the biggest bunch of crap I've ever heard in my life, Kelly.
It's becoming a little bit invasive, and it's these sort of one-off cases, which are no longer one-off. There's about six or eight of them across the country that are making some state legislatures try to pass legislation prohibiting employers from accessing or using information on social media.
Can't see that and sue the crap out of the employers, you know, make them pay through the nose forever.
But it sounds like, Kelly, that part of the problem isn't necessarily that your employers are monitoring what you're putting on there. Your so-called friends are ratting you out.
Well, and that's actually something some courts have relied on, and that is, you know, you can mark your Facebook page private all day long, but you don't control what your quote-unquote friends do with it.
Yeah.
And the courts have said that that's an open gap in the circle of privacy, and so you don't have any privacy.
Kelly, are these problems popping up with workers who are posting things on office work computers or on their own personal home computers off the clock?
I've not heard of it popping up on a personal home computer other than in the context of these social media websites.
Mm-hmm.
I've got plenty of cases where an employee says something stupid on an employer email or server and gets let go because of it. So that's happened. It's going to continue to happen.
That you can understand. But when it's your personal time on your own personal computer, I think you ought to be able to post what the hell you want to without fear of repercussions.
I agree. I mean, my typical advice to employers is don't look at social media pages for the simple reason that you're going to find out a bunch of things about people that you know you're not supposed to know and you know you're not supposed to rely on when you make an employment decision. And it's just, it creates more problems than it solves.
I wouldn't think that the courts would want to be bothered with this pettiness, frankly. I wouldn't think they'd be very happy about it.
You know, it's interesting you said that. Reading this court's opinion, it's clear the judge didn't care for this case either.
I wouldn't think so.
He poured these six people out on four different grounds. So he didn't care for it. I think it's being perceived as a schoolyard.
Yeah, like fight. Office gossip or something like that.
Yeah.
Kelly, where does the gray area start and stop with an employee and an employer as far as free speech goes? Does the employer have the right to tell an employee what they can and cannot say and opine on during off-work hours?
Well, it's not so much that they have the right to restrict an employee's free speech. It's that a private sector employee can't rely on their free speech in suing an employer claiming they were wrongfully terminated. Again, you go back to what I said earlier. In the general context is everybody's an at-will employee, and so an employer doesn't need a reason to let someone go. What several employees have been trying to say is, well, you can't fire me for what I'm saying on my personal time. That's private, or I have a First Amendment right, and the courts are not buying it so far, by and large.
I wonder why the courts are not buying it.
Well, I mean, there's no privacy in a social media post, and there's a host of reasons why. If you read your user agreement with Facebook or Twitter, those user agreements don't say you have privacy. The courts focus on the fact that you don't control your friends, and so there's an open gap there. And someone studied Facebook privacy settings a while back and found that 50% of the people that tried to mark their pages private messed it up, and it wasn't private.
Well, and it's changing like every day. Something about Facebook changes every day.
That's true, and I heard, I guess it was a week or two ago, that Facebook will periodically just reset its settings. And unless you're aware of that, you are defaulted back to a non-private setting, and you've got to go back in and reset your settings.
Well, this is kind of a sidebar question. Again, this association, non-association, freedom of speech thing. Kelly, does an employer have a right? Because I've heard in certain cases in the corporate world, you'll have, let's say, an insurance or some other widget company, and the boss will say, I don't want any of you associating with any employees from our competition. Can they do that in your own private time? I mean, I've seen that in memos in this industry. I'm going back a ways, but can you do that?
You can. It's a little bit difficult. Typically, an employer will have a non-compete agreement, and it prohibits current and former employees from competing against the employer.
But even socializing, like on Facebook or in person, I know I was going a little analog there, but
I don't know that they can keep you from socializing.
Yeah, sometimes it seems like employers are just trying to be a little too restrictive in this realm.
Well, there's a lot of paranoia. I mean, there's a lot of upset. Employees, people are getting paid less for more hours, and people are, at least in my practice, are on edge.
Kelly Kolb is an employment attorney with Fowler White Boggs, and you can find him online at fowlerwhite.com. Kelly, thanks for being on AM Tampa Bay.
Thanks, Kelly. Thank you.